And a good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball on this Friday evening between the Dort University Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. The Dort Defenders come into today's contest 5-5 in the GPAC, 6-5 overall, while Hastings is 3-1 in the conference and 4-2 overall. Let's take a closer look at these two teams before we get to first serve in about 5 to 10 minutes. We get a little later start than normal because of the junior varsity contest going the full three sets this evening, with Dort finally prevailing 15-13 in set number three. Hastings is 4-2 overall this year. The wins for the Broncos in league play are over the College of St. Mary, Midland, and Doan, and the losses to Concordia. Hastings has not played since September 23 when they beat the Doan University Tigers. That is Dort's opponent tomorrow evening. The Broncos are averaging 12.08 kills per set with a 204 kill efficiency. The Broncos are averaging 3.17 blocks per set and allow 1.62. Lucy Skoke leads the team with a 3.08 kills per set average with a 245 kill efficiency, while Emily Krolikowski is good for 2.62 kills per contest and a 254 kill efficiency. Marley Taylor also averages 1.92 digs per outing. Claire Teedy and McKenna Asher are averaging 4.43 and 6.04 assists per set, respectively. Ireland Curry, that is, has a 4.35 digs per set average to lead the Broncos. The Defenders are 6-5 overall, 5-5 of the league after falling to Morningside 3-1 and Midland 3-0 in their last two outings. Dort's averaging 12.97 kills per set with a 237 kill efficiency and have a 43-35 ace serves edge. The Defenders also record 2.61 points per set on blocks while allowing 12.3 kills per set with 1.3 blocks per outing. Brenda Cromendike and Jesse DeAger each average 2.63 kills and have kill efficiencies of 397 and 324. Cromendike also accounts for 1.24 blocks per outing. Carson Winterfeld's kill average is 2.5, and she gets 2.7 digs. Allie Timmerman puts down 2.4 kills per contest with a 364 kill efficiency. Megan Rassler and Karina Beamers account for 7.58 and 4.62 assists per set, respectively. Karina Timmermans has a team-high 14 ace serves with 2.37 digs per contest. Hannah Connolly leads the team with 4.74 digs. Last outing for Dort, they lost to Midland last Saturday, 25-19, 25-12, and 25-22. DeAger and Cromendike each had 8 kills. Rassler had 15 assists. Connolly got to 9 digs. Hastings last played on September 23 and beat Doan 25-15, 25-17, 25-27, and 25-16. Skoke had 14 kills. Krolikowski added 10, with Asher putting up 27 assists, and Teedy had 21. Hastings beat Dort on November 1 last season in 25-12, 25-11, and 25-23. Krolikowski led Hastings with 10 kills. Teedy had 20 assists. Dort was paced by Allie Cromendike with 8 kills. DeAger had 7. Rassler put up 20 assists, and Connolly had 8 digs. Heading into play today, Jamestown is atop the league at 6-0. Concordia suffered their first loss of the GPAC season. Earlier this week, they lost to Northwestern. They're now 7-1. Northwestern is 6-1. Their lone loss is to Dort. Hastings is 3-1. Dort is 5-5 in the 16-game schedule. Morningside is 4-4. Midland is 3-4. Dakota Wesleyan is 4-6. College of St. Mary is 2-3. Doan is 1-5. Briarcliff 1-8. And Mount Marty is 0-4 entering play this weekend. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're just about set for the first serve of tonight's Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball match between Dort and Hastings. Several other GPAC matches happening in the conference tonight. We'll take a closer look at that schedule in a little bit. For the time being, we get underway with the volleyball. McKenna Asher to serve for the Broncos. Asher's left-handed serve taken by the Defenders. Winterfeld gets it over to Rassler, sets outside to Timmerman's power tip, and she has it blocked back at her. And a point for the Broncos off of a block. That big block put up on the right side of their net. The left side attack by the Defenders. And Asher has service again. Asher's serve. Floater. Back line goes long and out of bounds. Point Defenders. on the service error by Asher. Now, this is a Broncos team that serves for a 95% success rate normally. We'll see if that plays out this evening. Karina Timmermans with an ace serve. And Sakrina Jo Timmermans with her first ace serve of the evening. And the defenders have their first lead at 2-1. 2-1 our score. The sophomore from Orange City jump serve into the net. And we are tied 1-1. Dort, by comparison, their serve efficiency, 88%. They have more aces than the Broncos, 43-25, but they also have more service errors, 94-26. Hastings at more of a 1-1 ratio, aces to errors. Allie Timmermans outside with a kill. Allie Timmermans from the right side with that kill, and for the senior from Orange City, that is her first kill, averaging 2.4 kills per contest. Hannah Connolly with serve. She's a senior from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Tomorrow is senior day here on the Dort campus for the volleyball team. Attack by Hastings. Set goes outside. Timmermans blocked at the net by Skok. Here comes Dort on the attack again off high hands. That was Timmermans. Kept alive. Skok with a down ball. Saved by Karina. Gets it over to Rassler. Outside Winterfeld. Blocked at the net. Point Hastings. Skok with the block. She averages over 1.4 blocks per set. She also gets 3.1 kills. We have our third tie already of set number one. Served by the libero, Ireland Curry for the Broncos. Quick attack in the middle. Jory Bronner with a kill. Bronner records the kill. So Bronner gives Dort a 4-3 advantage. Defenders leading 4-3 in set number one. Serving Karina Beamers for the defenders. Beamers, a junior from Langley, British Columbia. Serve taken by the Broncos. Bump set. Skok pops it over the block. Saved by DeAger. Gets it over to Beamers. Beamers left side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld through the block for the kill. Winterfeld with a kill from the outside. Those could be tough to come by. This Hastings team, a very good blocking squad. But Winterfeld records her first block. Served by Beamers into the net. Point Hastings. Hastings trails 5-4. Beamers with the service error. And serving for the Broncos will be Clara Titi. Titi with service. Titi serve a floater. Taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Beamers. Outside Winterfeld off high hands. Here comes Hastings on the attack from the middle. Unable to put it away, Monroe. Dort attacking. Left side, Winterfeld, off of the block, kill. Carson Winterfeld with her second kill. And the defenders lead it 6-4 in set number one. 6-4 serving is Carson Winterfeld. So Winterfeld to line it up and send it over the outside attacker. That means Karina is now in the front row. Low hard serve. And we've got a double contact called on the setter for the Broncos. That was Clara Titi who gets called for the ball handling error. Point defenders. Dort leads 7-4. 7-4 serving. Winterfeld again. Broncos on serve receive. And serve is just long off of the back line. Ireland Curry gets out of the way just in time. Opens up, swings the gate, if you will, and allows the ball to land out of bounds. Service error by the defenders, their second tonight. Dort attacking. Beamers gets it to DeAger, blocked at the net. Dort will reload. Beamers outside, it goes Timmermans over the block, saved by Hastings. Cross court shot, kill for Marley Taylor. Taylor with the kill. Brings it back to 7-6. We're playing to 25, best of five. Serving is Claire Larson. Larson for the Broncos. Broncos playing Northwestern tomorrow. Set goes to Bronner. Bronner out of the middle, unable to put it away. Hastings digs it up. Here comes Dort again. Bronner back to Beamers. Beamers outside. Timmermans blocked at the net. Beamers throws it backside, this time over to DeAger. Right-handed attack, no good. Controlled by the Broncos, and the Broncos go right side to Bruja. Bruja with a kill. Hastings ties it at 7-7 with three straight points. 7-7 our score. Short serve taken by Karina Timmermans. Gets it over to Beamers. Pushed back over the net by Timmermans. Saved by the Broncos. Set right side. Bruja unable to put it away. Beamers has to get it. Comes back. Timmermans bumps it over and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. Point Hastings. It'll have to go as an attack error for Timmermans. Don't know how else to score that as she passes it out of bounds. Taken by the defenders. Beamers keeps it alive, gets it to Bronner. Bronner around the block, and Bronner misses wide and out of bounds. Point Hastings. Hastings leads 9-7 on the attack error by the defenders, and Dort is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR. 9-7, Dort trailing by two. Hastings in the midst of a 4-0 run. Winterfeld gets it over to Beamers. Beamers back set Dieger. Dieger off the block. Saved by the Broncos. Thrown back over by Dieger. Here come the Broncos again. Blocked on the play, but out of bounds. Marley Taylor with the kill. Taylor with the kill. It's 10-7. 10-7, Broncos. Serving, Larson. Taken by Connolly to Beamers. Gets it to Timmermans. Dug by Curry. Controlled by the Broncos, and we've got a double contact called on the Broncos. So a double contact called on the Broncos. Ball handling error. That ends the run of 6 points in a row by Hastings. Emma Bausma serves into the net. Service error by the defenders. Point Broncos. It's 11-8. 11-8 our score. Back into the contest is Connolly. Taylor Harrington serving for the Broncos. Harrington serve taken by Timmermans to Beamers. Beamers to Kromendike, unable to put it down. Here come the Broncos, blocked at the net. Broncos will reload. Set right side, Bruja, unable to put it away. Dug by Beamers. Comes outside to Karina Timmermans, over high hand, saved by Larson. Set goes to the middle, power tip by Mullen. Dort attacking, Kromendike gets it over to Timmermans. Timmermans back tips to the back corner, saved by the Broncos. Pushed up at the net and pushed over by the Broncos in Danielle Bruja. Bruja with the kill. Danielle Bruja with the kill. It's 12-8. Saved by Timmermans. Beamers to Dieger. Dieger blocked on the play by Marley Taylor. Point Broncos. It's 13-8. 13-8 our score. Broncos right now have the defenders on their heels. Right now the Broncos exerting their will, imposing their will with their size at the net. Dort with a kill. That's Timmermans. It's 13-9. 13-9. Defenders trailing by four. Rassler with service. Now the defenders trying to inch their way back in. Bruja over the block, kill. Danielle Bruja from the right side for the kill. And for Bruja, that is her second kill. Beg your pardon, her third kill. Broncos already hitting 364 for their kill efficiency. Dort, right now more errors and blocks for the Broncos than there are kills. Karina Timmermans cuts it. Cross court gets their first kill. And the defenders back over them 14-10. 14-10. Karina Timmermans serving. Timmermans topspin serve. Saved by the Broncos. Set right side through the block. Dug by Rassler. It was an attack by Taylor. Connolly back over to Timmermans. Unable to put it away as she throws it over. Set goes back over to Taylor. Taylor into the net. Point defenders. So an attack error by Taylor. Dort back of them three, 14-11. Karina Timmermans with service. Timmermans serve, controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking over the block. Rassler keeps it alive, slowed it up, but now Timmermans and Connolly Unable to get a clean pass back to the net. Point, Broncos. It's 15-11. 15-11, our score. Serving for the Broncos is Camry Adler. Adler serve, controlled. Winterfeld comes back over to Kromendijk. Hastings attacking. Cross court, Kurlikowski, or pardon me, Skoke with the kill. Skoke records the kill. Dort trails 16-11, and the defenders will call a timeout. Dort uses their second timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders trailing 16-11. Broncos have taken control of this one after Dort had built a 7-4 lead. They used a 6-point run to take the lead. And that's where we're at basically right now in an ace serve as Karina Timmerman's unable to handle the serve by Camry Adler. Adler with an ace. It's 17-11, Broncos by 6. Serve controlled by the defenders. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets it through the block. And we have the line judge indicating that the ball was on the floor. Dort trails 17-12 on the kill by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with that kill. Dort leads 17-12, a trail 17-12. Broncos attacking from the outside and into the net. That's Kurlikowski with the attack error. And the defenders back to within 4. Can they creep a little closer? Kurlikowski knocking it into the net. Served by Connolly just over the net. Here come the Broncos. Back set. Swing by Skoke. Dug by Timmermans. Now Dort with a tap. And it's off of the sideline and a kill. Allie Timmermans with that kill. At least I think it was Allie. Got my view obstructed by both coaches boxing me out that time. Connolly serves to the sideline, just misses wide, not a bounce. Point, Hastings. So Connolly with a service error. Broncos leading 18-14. They're in the driver's seat. Curry with service. Controlled by the defenders in Winterfeld. Rassler throws it back over to Timmermans. Timmermans unable to put it down. Here come the Broncos. Set goes to the middle. Blocked at the net was Monroe. Monroe blocked on the play by Brawner. Point defenders. And the defenders refusing to go away. They trail by 3, 18-15. Get back-to-back points a couple of times. You're right back in it. Down by 3 right now, though, 18-15. Serving is Karina Beamers. Beamers serve down the sideline, controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking. Skoke blocked at the net by Brawner and Winterfeld. Point defenders. Dort trails 18-16. So 18-16, serving is Beamers. This was the rotation where Dort got stuck the last time. Let's see if they can make some points and then get out. If they have to leave the service area, if they can get service back quickly. Dort unable to get the block up on Skoke that time. The ball drops to the Dort side of the floor. Point Broncos, they lead 19-16. 19-16, serving TD, controlled by Timmermans. Comes back to Brawner, blocked at the net, picks it up herself. Connolly back over to Winterfeld, pops it over the block, saved by Ireland. Set goes outside off high hands. That was Kurlikowski. Dort attacking Beamers. Back to DeJager. DeJager with a swing. Dug by Hastings. Connolly with the dig. Karina Timmermans. Bump set to Winterfeld. Over the block. Saved by Ireland. Hastings pushes it over. Free ball defenders. Karina to Beamers. Back to DeJager. DeJager off high hands and a kill. DeJager with the swing from the right side. Big moment to get her first kill of the evening. Dort trails 19-17. So they got out of that service rotation. Well, let's see if they can make up some ground. 19-17, jump serve. Nearly an ace. Hastings throws it over, free ball. Beamers. Back it goes, Dieger. Dieger is going to be called for a lift on the power tip. So an attack error by Dieger. 20-17. Hastings serving. Larson lines it up, sends it over. Take it by Conley. Gets it to Beamers. Beamers to Dieger. Dieger off high hands. Here comes Hastings. Back set. Bruja unable to put it down. Dort passes it over the net. Winterfeld controlled by the Broncos. Broncos set to the middle, unable to put it down. Monroe. Dort scrambling to it. Now here's Bronner tapping it over. Controlled by the defenders. Dort outside attack. Down the line, Timmermans, Karina Timmermans with the kill. Karina Timmermans with her second kill. And the defenders trailing 2018. Broncos outside attack, over the block, saved by Emma Bausma. Back over to Beamers, right side Dieger. Dieger unable to put it away. Ireland pushes it over. Dort attacking. Beamers. Back it goes. Dieger covers it. And now out of the busted play, though, on the first contact, Marley Taylor puts it away. So Taylor with the kill. That's her third unofficially. Broncos lead 21-18. Served down the line. Taken by Joe. Gets it over to Beamers. Beamers. To Kromendijk. Kromendijk with the kill. Brenna Kromendijk have that as her first kill on that one-foot approach. Knocking it down in the middle. 21-19, defender still down two. Megan Rassler with serve to the back line. Hastings pushed over and an off-speed delivery by Mullen. Mullen with the kill. Mullen with the kill. Dort's been as close as two on several occasions. Broncos serving McKenna Asher. Asher. Serve. Controlled by Winterfeld. No. Too close to the net, but a little over-eager was Mullen. Mullen hits it long off of the back line. Point defenders on the attack. Error. And the defenders trail 22-20. Karina Timmermans with service. Big one, big moment for an ace here. Not that time. Put too close to the net, and putting it down is Brenna Kromendijk. We actually have a back row attack called on the Broncos, and the defenders with a 22-21 deficit. Serving again is Timmermans, controlled by the Broncos. Broncos unable to get a clean attack out of it. Winterfeld to Rassler, quick attack, Kromendijk. Kromendijk out of the middle, unable to put it down. Ireland throws it outside, and there to tip it over the block is Lucy Skoke. Skoke with the kill. It's back to 23-21. 23-21, the defenders down by two. Broncos have service. This is Sydney Mullen. Mullen with serve. And Mullins served to the back line as long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by the Broncos. Dort serving for the tie here at 23. Connolly has service. Broncos set to receive. Taken by Krolikowski. Set back over to Krolikowski. Kept alive by Timmermans. Passed over the net by Allie Timmermans. Here come the Broncos again out of the middle with the kill. Sydney Mullen, a junior from North Platte, with her second kill. And now the Broncos serving to win set number one. 24-22, Broncos by two. Ireland has serve. Floater controlled by Winterfeld. Back to Rassler. Comes back to Timmermans. Timmermans with the tip and the kill. Dort trails 24-23. They have never been able to tie it since it was 7-7. They've trailed since Hastings took the lead at 8-7. Karina Beamers with serve. Jump serve down the line and misses it wide and out of bounds. Point Hastings. Hastings wins set one on a service error, the final point. And the Broncos survive it 25-23. 25-23 the final in set number one. We'll be back with set number two from the DeWitt right after this.
Athletics. Thank you and go Defenders.
Go Defenders.
Back to action, and we get an ace serve right away. Megan Rassler with the ace. A bit of a delay there because Broncos did get a hand on it and kept it alive, but I like to call those delayed aces where it took just a little bit too much, and the Broncos unable to get a clean pass out of it. Dort eventually gets the point. They lead 1-0. 1-0 our score. Back to action. Allie Timmermans covers the tip on the attack by Scope, and now out of the middle with a kill are the Defenders. So I believe that was Brenna Cromendike who got the kill. Two to nothing, Defenders leading in set number two. Lost set one by a final of 25-23. And the ball was down on the floor on the tip. 2-1, Defenders trailing by up by a point. Camry Adler with service. Adler, with her team down 2-1. We'll take a look at the team stats in just a moment. Rassler, back it goes Cromendike, tips over the block, saved by Curry. Connolly, back to Rassler. Cromendike tips it over. And off the block for the kill is Skoke. Skoke with another kill. And for Skoke, that is her fourth kill. The Broncos hit 212 in set number one. Dort 167, 13 kills for the Defenders, 12 for the Broncos. One less attack error for the Broncos, though, than the Defenders, 6-5. Tipped over the block, Dort back to Rassler. Outside it goes Timmermans off the tape, saved by the Broncos. And now a block put up, and Allie Timmermans with the block. Point Defenders, Dort leads 3-1. Blocks, Broncos had three. Felt like they got a bunch early, but then they didn't later in the set. Dort had two. Ace serves, both teams had one. That all translates into a 25-23 win for the Broncos. And the hit is long and out of bounds by the Broncos. Dort leads 4-2. Four to two, our score. Karina Timmermans serving. Timmermans served to the back line is an ace. So an ace for Joe, her second. Dort leads 5-2. 5-2, jump serve, and it'll go out of bounds after the contact by Mullen. Back-to-back aces by Karina Timmermans. And the Defenders lead it 6-2. 6-2 our score. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Hastings. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5. 6-2, Defenders up by four. Set number two. Karina Timmerman serve taken by Mullen. Here come the Broncos. Skoke goes for the cross-court shot and misses wide and out of bounds. Point Defenders. Dort leads 7-2. So an attack error by Skoke, 6'2 junior. And the jump serve by the Broncos, by Joe Timmermans. Timmermans with another ace. So Timmermans with her third ace of this string, her fourth of the night. Set goes to the middle and a kill out of the middle for Sydney Mullen. Mullen with her third kill. Dort leads 8-3. Dort actually played a pretty good match the last 10-12 points of set number one that just allowed Hastings a little bit too much breathing room. Set goes to Cromendike. Cromendike with a swing. Now Cromendike on the overpass puts it away on the second chance. So Cromendike foregoes the pass to try and get a clean set off of it. Instead, goes for the first contact and knocks it down. Dort leads 9-3 in set number two. Defenders with service, controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking, tipped over the block, Monroe. Here comes Dort. Bronner blocked at the net, kept alive, down ball by Allie Timmerman. Saved by the Broncos, set outside Skoke, dug by Rassler. Connolly will bump it outside, Winterfeld well off the net, plays the angle, gets it around the block, back over to Skoke. Skoke with a kill. Skoke, big physical left-handed attacker from that right side. Very good blocker as well. Accounts for nearly 5 points per set off of kills and blocks. Here come the defenders. Rassler outside Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans with the kill. Allie Timmermans with the kill. It's 10-4. Karina Beamer serving. And Karina Beamer's floater controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking. Set goes to the middle. Dort puts the block up with Bronner and DeAger. Hastings will reload. Thrown over by Monroe. Here comes Dort. Beamer's back to DeAger. DeAger with a power tip and a kill. DeAger with the kill. So Jesse DeAger with her second kill. Controlled by the Broncos. They'll attack. Right side. Blocked at the net partially by Winterfeld. Dort keeps it alive. Back over to Carson. Carson down the line. Carson with a swing and the kill. Winterfeld with the kill. Her third. Dort leads 12-4 in set number two. Karina Beamers with service. And so Karina Beamers, her serve on the way. Floater down the line, controlled by the Broncos. Curry outside. And with the kill is Krolikowski. For Krolikowski, I have that as her first kill. I think it's her second. Claire Larson serving. And Claire Larson with the right hand. Short serve taken by Winterfeld. Beamers gets it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld tools it off the block for the kill. Winterfeld with the kill, her fourth. And now Winterfeld is serving. Defenders lead 13-5. Winterfeld serve taken by Curry. Set goes to the middle, Monroe. Stab saved by Winterfeld. Trying to help it over was Karina Timmermans. And Timmermans hits the antenna as she tries to send it over. That's out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. Beamers, back it goes, Bronner. Bronner with a swing, dug up and over Connolly. Back to Beamers. Beamers, right side, DeAger. DeAger up high hands, saved by the Broncos. Set comes outside, Bruja with a kill. Bruja with a kill, it's 13-7. 13-7, floater, back line taken by Joe. Outside, back to Timmermans. Timmermans over the block and hits it long and out of bounds. 13-8, defenders by five. Joe to Beamers to DeAger. Saved by the Broncos. Pushed over Connolly, lunges, gets to it. And Bronner gets blocked at the net. Point, Hastings. So Dort calls a timeout. They've surrendered 4 points in a row. Dort leads 13-9, but the Broncos rallying. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort uses this timeout to talk things over. Defenders leading 13-9. They were up as many as 8 at 13-5. So 4 points unanswered by the Broncos. Serving for Hastings is Taylor Harrington. Short serve taken by Karina. Timmermans gets it back over to Beamers. Beamers to DeAger. DeAger unable to put it down. Now she does. Hastings doesn't get a clean second pass off of it. So a kill for DeAger. Jessie DeAger with the kill, her third. Serving is Emma Bausma. And Emma Bausma down the line, controlled by the Broncos. Quick attack, saved by Beamers. And Dort lunging for it. Cromendyke unable to keep it in play. Point Hastings. It's 14-10. Dort on the attack. Cromendyke unable to put it away. Here come the Broncos. Broncos cross-court shot. Long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Defenders with a 15-10 lead after the attack error. Serving for the defenders will be Razzler. So Razzler with the jump serve controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking. Set goes to the middle. And blocked in the middle was Sydney Mullins' attack. Cromendyke and I think Karina Timmermans teaming up for that block. 16-10, defenders back up by six. Short serve controlled by Hastings on the attack, around the block, and a kill. Marley Taylor with her fourth kill. It's 16-11. Serving for the Broncos is Camry Adler. Adler's serve controlled by the defenders. Timmermans, it comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the kill. So Winterfeld with the kill. It's 17-11, defenders by six. Karina Timmerman serve controlled by the Broncos. Set goes outside. Power tip covered by Winterfeld. Razzler back set. Allie Timmermans unable to put it down. Broncos attacking again. Cross court and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Emily Krolikowski. Point defenders. It's 18-11. So an attack error by the Broncos. Dort back up by seven. 18-11. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. Dort with service. Here comes Hastings. Lucy Skoke with another kill, her sixth, and the defenders lead 18-12. So Skoke with her sixth kill. Serving the libero, Ireland, controlled by the defenders. Comes back middle to Cromendyke. Cromendyke unable to put it away. Here come the Broncos, pushed over the net, free ball. Timmermans back. Go over to Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans with the kill from the right-hand side. Allie Timmermans with the kill. She's got six by my count. And serving for the defenders is Connolly. Connolly serve controlled by the Broncos. Set back over to Skoke. Skoke with a kill. Skoke with seven. And Skoke will now check out of the match. Checking in will be Bruja. Winterfeld back to Razzler. Razzler, Bronner. Bronner over the kill. Jory Bronner out of the middle for that kill, and it's Bronner with her second kill. Karina Beamer serving. And Karina Beamer serve taken by Ireland. Broncos attacking and a kill for Krolikowski from the right-hand side. Dort leading 20-14. You stay away from the long run and you'll be just fine. Broncos, Claire Larson serving. Larson, short serve, taken by Karina. Back over to Beamers. Now DeJager. Unable to put it down and going cross court with the right hand is Bruja. Bruja with the kill. It's 20-15. Bruja with that kill as she went right to left. Tough shot, was able to keep it in play. Now here's DeJager on the slide to the right. She goes up unblocked for the kill. Jesse DeJager with her fourth kill. And Dort leads 21-15. 21-15, Carson Winterfeld serving. Controlled by the Broncos. Set goes to the middle, Monroe. Monroe with the kill. So Monroe, that's her first kill by my count. Taylor Harrington serving, controlled by Timmermans. Back it goes Beamers, now DeJager. DeJager off the block, controlled by the Broncos. Out of the middle for the kill is Sydney Mullen. Mullen with her fourth kill. So the defenders will use a timeout, leading 21-17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 21-17, defenders by four here in set number two. Hastings, that is, one set 125-23. Other GPAC matches happening tonight include College of St. Mary at Briarcliff, Mount Marty at Morningside, Concordia at Jamestown, and Doan is at Northwestern. Northwestern and Dort swap opponents tomorrow when Northwestern hosts Hastings and Dort will host Doan. And a little bit of a time change. Service error by the Broncos. Point defenders. It's 22-17. It'll be a varsity-only match tomorrow, beginning at 4 o'clock here at the DeWitt between Dort and Doan. Overpass by the Broncos. And they're going to call the ball never being over the net. As Karina Timmermans goes up to try and attack it. And they call her for being on the Broncos' side of the net. Serve controlled by Connolly. Gets it to Beamers. Comes back to DeJager. DeJager has to reach back for that one. Controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking. And the Broncos with a kill for Skoke. Skoke with eight. 22-19. Broncos inching their way closer. And the floater controlled. Timmermans gets it to Beamers. Back over to Timmermans. Timmermans off high hands. Controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking over the block. Saved by Beamers. Comes back outside Timmermans. Joe unable to put it down. Hastings attacking. DeJager and Kromendyk team up for the block. But it's blocked back at the defenders. And it's back to 22-20. 22-20, Broncos rallying. They're within two now. McKenna Asher serving. Taken by the defenders. Back set right side, DeJager. DeJager off high hands, kill. So Jesse DeJager with the kill, her fifth. And serving is Rassler. Rassler with serve, the sophomore from Elkhorn, Nebraska, controlled by the Broncos. Broncos attacking, going cross court and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Marley Taylor. Point defenders, and the defenders now leading 24-20 with service. So a service error by the Broncos. Dort can now tie the match at one set apiece. Floater to the back line, taken by the Broncos. Hastings attacking. Off high hands, saved by Winterfeld. Gets it to Rassler, comes back to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. Kromendyk with the kill. For Brenna, that's her fourth. And the defenders tie the match at 2-2 with a 25-20 win in set number two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We head to set number three right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Defenders leading, I should say winning, set two, 25-20 after losing set one, 25-23. For the match, Dort at 188 kill efficiency, Hastings at 217 kill efficiency. Dort taking advantage of a couple of service errors by Hastings in set number two. Dort also outblocked by one all totaled, 5-4. But five service aces for the Defenders so far in the match to one for the Broncos. And that was the significant difference in set number two. Karina Timmermans blocked at the net. Rassler gets it back over to Allie Timmermans. Goes cross court. Here come the Broncos. Overpass and Karina Timmermans with the kill. Karina Timmermans with her fourth kill. And the Defenders with service. Timmermans again serving. Jump serve and another ace for Karina. For Timmermans, that's her fifth ace serve this evening. Entered the match with 14 for the season. Broncos set right side and an attack into the net by Marley Taylor. Timing was off on that one. Taylor with a attack error. Point Defenders. Jump serve. Karina Timmermans, very nearly another ace. Here come the Broncos. Blocked at the net was Mullen. Hastings will reload over the block. Saved by the Defenders. Comes back. Pushed over the net by Winterfeld, but Winterfeld's going to be called for a double contact. So Carson whistled for the double contact, an attack error. Hastings with service. Camry Adler doing the honors. So Adler with service. Controlled by Timmermans. Back over to Rassler. Back set it goes Allie. Unable to put it away. Bump set by Karina. Over to Carson. Unable to put it down. Cross court shot. Hastings able to cover it. Rassler keeps it alive. Down ball by the Broncos. Broncos another down ball. This time by Krolikowski. And Krolikowski tries to dump it over. And now Krolikowski is going to be called for coming over the net, much the same as Dort was called for going over the net in set number two. 4-1, Defenders up three, set number three. We're tied one set apiece. Connolly served to the sideline, misses, wide and out of bounds. Service error by the Defenders, point Broncos. Broncos trail 4-2. 4-2 our score. Ireland Curry with service. Taken by the Defenders. Rassler has to race for it. Gets a bump up to Winterfeld. Keeps it alive. Allie back over to Carson. Carson with a kill. Carson Winterfeld with the kill off the set from Allie Timmermans. So Carson Winterfeld with her seventh kill. Karina Beamers with service. And serving, Beamers, floater to the back line, controlled by the Broncos. Broncos pushed over the net by Skokes, saved by the Defenders. Beamers comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld tools it off of the block for the kill. Carson Winterfeld with a kill, her eighth. Karina Beamers serving, Dort leading 6-2 in set number three. Low hard serve by Beamers. Back over to Skoke, dug by Beamers. Hastings reloads. They set to the middle, and the kill out of the middle for Monroe. Monroe with her second kill. Monroe, a junior from Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the Broncos. Hastings serving. Clara Titi with service. And Winterfeld's serve received too close to the net, and Krolikowski makes short work of that. And just like that, it's 6-4. 6-4. Claritini with serve. Short serve taken by Winterfeld. Gets it back over to Beamer. Slide to the right. Dieger with a kill. Points coming grudgingly now. Dort had a couple of, well, they scored three to start it. And back-to-back points moments ago to go up 6-2. Now lead 7-4. Served by Winterfeld. Saved by the Broncos. Set goes to the middle. Stab saved by Winterfeld. Comes back over to Beamers. Beamers to Timmermans. Timmermans through the block. Passed over the net by Monroe. Here comes Dort. Beamers. Back it goes. Timmermans. Timmermans with the swing. Dug by Curry. Controlled by the Broncos. Passed over the net. Free ball. Winterfeld. Back slide right to Dieger. Dieger dug on the play. Here come the Broncos. Passed over the net by Monroe. Beamers. Back to Dieger. Dieger with the swing. Now a joust, and it's one out by Dieger. Dieger with the point. Her sixth kill. Dort leads 8-4. 8-4, defenders. Long point that time. But Dieger finally finishing it on the joust. Here comes the set to Monroe. Monroe hits it wide and out of bounds. 9-4 on the attack error by Monroe. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Timeout, Broncos. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. High school football playoffs taking place around the area tonight. Couple of games of local interest. Sioux Center leading MLC Floyd Valley at halftime, 6-0. Unity leads Sheldon at halftime, 21-8. Saw the Bryan over Westwood. They're tied 8-8. Remember, all of the teams in Iowa this year qualifying for the postseason playoffs. Different from other years where it's limited to a 16-team playoff field. Broncos attacking, and a swing from the right side. Getting the kill is Krolikowski, her fourth. Oh, that ball went out of bounds. Beg your pardon. Dort with the point. Happened on the far side of the court. Should have watched the line judge. Dort leads 10-4. Serving is Winterfeld. Winterfeld jump serve. Nearly an ace. Broncos scramble. They keep it alive. And now a kill for Krolikowski out of the middle. Krolikowski with another kill. It's 10-5. So now Krolikowski gets the kill. That's her fourth. Dort leads 10-5. Broncos, Claire Larson serving. Defenders, Beamers gets it to Karina Timmermans, and Joe takes something off of that one, the changeup. And Karina with the kill. She's got five. 11-5, our score. Emma Beamers serving. And Emma Beamers, short serve taken by the Broncos. They get to it. Set goes outside, covered on the off-speed. Taylor, that was Timmermans who covered it. Now we have a touch on the Broncos on the attack by the defenders. Dort leads 12-5. Dieger gets credit for that kill. Jessie Dieger with her seventh kill by my count. Broncos attacking. Right side, Bruja. Bruja, cross-court kill from the right-hand side. She's got six. Our score. Broncos. And Beamers tries to keep it in play, and that pass too close to the net. And Beamers had to go airborne for it, and the ball ends up on the Broncos' side of the net. 12-7, defenders by five. Beamers, back set. Dieger, unable to put it away. Here come the Broncos. Through the block, Taylor. Dort attacking, comes back to Timmermans. Timmermans misses on the shot down the line. Point Broncos, it's 12-8. A three-point string for the Broncos. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort uses a timeout, leading by four. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Volleyball action tonight. Jamestown defeats Concordia 3-0. So Jamestown over the Bulldogs 3-0. Northwestern swept Doan as well 3-0. Karina Timmermans over to Karina Beamers. Back over to Timmermans. Timmermans banks it off the block for the kill. So Karina Timmermans with another kill. She's got six. It's 13-8. Megan Rassler with service. And Rassler served down the line, controlled by the Broncos. And banging it off of the block for the kill is Taylor. Taylor with her fifth kill. It's 13-9. Defenders down four, up four, I should say. Set number three. We're tied one set apiece. Broncos one set one, 23-25. Joe's serve receive a little bit too close to the net. Now Dort keeping it alive, and Allie Timmermans, her effort with the left hand, unable to keep it in play. Point Broncos. Broncos back to within three, 13-10. Short serve taken by Conley, gets it to Rassler, slide to the right, Cromendike. Cromendike banks it off of the dagger for the kill. Cromendike with the kill, she's got five. To 10, defenders by four. Karina Timmermans, jump serve saved by the Broncos. They'll go quick attack and a kill out of the middle for Sydney Mullen. Mullen with her eighth kill. 14-11. And serving is Adler for the Broncos. Adler serve. Rassler gets to it. And now on the first contact, putting it away is Sydney Mullen. And the Broncos rallying again at 14-12. Adler still serving. Adler serve, taken by Winterfeld. Rassler gets it to Cromendike. Cromendike taps it over. Broncos unable to put it away. Rassler has to get the first contact, though, for the defenders. Down ball by Timmerman, saved by the Broncos. Broncos off high hands. Rassler comes back to Cromendike, and Cromendike blocked at the net. Point Broncos. And the Broncos back to within a point at 14-13. 14-13. Adler serve taken by Joe. Back to Alley. Alley with a kill. Give the assist to Rassler. Allie Timmermans with her seventh kill. It's 15-13. Just when you start cheating over for the outside attack by the defenders, they come back with that left-handed attack by Allie Timmermans. Now block put up by the defenders, and Dort's back up by three, 16-13. Doubtful if that's the only storm the defenders will have to weather, but for right now, at least, Dort up by three again, 16-13. And an attack from the outside. Skoke with her ninth kill. Lucy Skoke, been a handful all evening. Ireland serve. Comes back to Allie Timmermans, and Allie Timmermans with the kill. So Allie Timmermans with the kill. Dort leads 17-14. Karina Beamer serving. Dort up by three. Tied one set apiece. Served down the line, controlled by the Broncos. And that ball never goes over the net. Four contacts called against the Broncos, point defenders. So an attack error that time by the Broncos, and I believe Skoke as she hit that one squarely into the tape. And the serve controlled by the Broncos. And missing wide on the shot is Krolikowski. Krolikowski with an attack error. Point defenders, it's 19-14. 19-14. Serving Karina Beamers. Dort up by five, trying to take a 2-1 lead. And Beamers down the line, misses wide and out of bounds. Point Broncos on that jump serve by Beamers that just goes wide. So a service error by the defenders, and the Broncos get a free one. It's 19-15. Clara Teedy with service. Defenders, Beamers to DeAger. DeAger blocked at the net, but it falls on Hastings' side. Point defenders. So DeAger makes it 20-15 with that kill. DeAger has 9 kills now. Winterfeld also with 9. Outside attack. Conley's there to pick it up. Comes back over to Karina Timmermans, unable to put it away. Now a down ball dug by Winterfeld. Comes back to DeAger. DeAger with a kill. DeAger with the kill. She's got 10. And the defenders lead it 21-15. 21-15, our score. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort leads by 6, 21-15, set number 3. Hastings won set 1, 25-23. Dort won set 2, 25-20. And Dort positioning themselves well here in set number 3, leading 21-15. Serving is Carson Winterfeld for the defenders. And Winterfeld, jump serve controlled by the Broncos, pushed over the net, and we've got a player in the net for the Broncos. 22-15. That was the setter, Clara Teedy. Had to chase that one, and she ends up in the net. Point defenders. It's 22-15. Jump serve by Winterfeld. Set goes to the middle, banging it off of the block for the kill. That was Danielle Bruja. Bruja with her 7th kill. It's 22-16. Claire Larson with service. Timmermans to Beamers, back to DeAger. DeAger with a swing, unable to put it away. Here come the Broncos. Dort digs up the attack by Bruja. Now pushed back over by Allie Timmermans. Here's Bruja off of the block, and we've got a pancake save. And they're going to say that the ball was down on the floor. Point Broncos. It's 22-17. I believe that was the right call. 22-17, our score. Larson with serve. Controlled by the defenders. And tooling it off the block is DeAger. DeAger with the kill. DeAger with the kill. It's 23-17. Emma Bausma with serve. Bausma serve, low, controlled by the Broncos. Broncos, Bruja. Bruja unable to put it away. That was dug by Beamers. Back to DeAger. DeAger, change up. Broncos keep it alive. Passed over the net. Free ball. DeAger, Beamers. Back outside. Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. Karina Timmermans banks it off of the block. Tooling it off of the block. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort with service. Dort serving for the set. Dort trying to take a 2-1 lead in this best-of-five match. Short serve by the defenders. Controlled by the defenders, though, after the Broncos push it over. DeAger cross court, and a kill for DeAger. The defenders, 2-1, storming back after losing set 1, 25-23. They've won sets 2 and 3, 25-20, and 25-17. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR. Dort takes a 2-1 lead in this best-of-five match. Defenders led by Jesse Dieger, 12 kills. Carson Winterfeld with 9. 8 for Allie Timmermans. 5 for Brenna Kromendike. 6 for Karina Timmermans. 20 assists for Karina Beamers. 15 for Megan Rassler. 13 digs for Carson Winterfeld tonight. Hannah Connolly with 11 for the Broncos so far. Sydney Mullen and Lucy Skoke with 9 kills each. Danielle Bruja with 8. 14 assists for Clara Teedy. 12 for McKenna Asher. Dort serving as we start set number 4. Dort Rassler comes back over to Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans tips it over the block for the kill. Allie Timmermans with the kill. And for Allie, that is her 9th kill. And the defenders lead 1-0. 1-0 our score. Broncos attacking. Cross court, dug up and over by Rassler on the continue. Push back, defenders dig it up. Connolly, that's Kromendike off the top of the block, saved by the Broncos. Broncos off high hands, saved by Winterfeld. Gets it back over to Rassler, and Rassler's going to be called for the double contact. Ball handling error called on Rassler. 1-1 our score. Hastings trying to force a fifth set. Dort trying to put this one away in 4. Serving for the Broncos is Adler. And Adler's going to get an ace. That's her second ace of the night, second ace of the day for the Broncos as well. In set number 3, Dort hit for a 424 kill efficiency, 16 kills, 2 errors, 33 total attacks. Allie Timmermans around the block, saved by the Broncos. Broncos cross court, dug up into the rafter, into the roof, and it comes back to the floor. Dort unable to rally to get to it. It's 3-1. 3-1 our score. Adler serving. Taken by Karina, comes back. Kromendike with a kill. Brenna Kromendike with another kill. She's got 6. Defenders trail 3-2, set number 4. And Karina Timmermans with a jump serve, and that's another ace for Karina. So Karina with her 6th ace of the night to go along with 6 kills. And Karina Timmermans serve taken by Adler. Broncos attacking. That's Skoke with a swing. Blocked. Broncos reload. All they can do is pass it over free ball. Rassler comes back. Timmermans with the kill. Allie Timmermans with the kill. 10 for Timmermans. And the defenders regain the lead at 4-3. 4-3 our score. Short serve controlled by the Broncos. Set goes to the middle. And missing it wide and out of bounds, the Broncos, Sydney Mullen. Point defenders. It's 5-3 after the attack error. Let's see if Dort can get a little cushion here. A little bit of breathing room. Karina Timmerman serve taken by Curry. Off high hands. Rassler has to cover it. Kromendike bumps it back up for Timmermans. Timmermans cross court. Controlled by the Broncos. Broncos into the block. And the defenders with another point. Dort's got it rolling now with 5 points in a row. 6-3 defenders. 6-3 defenders by 3. Serving Timmermans. Overpass. And Kromendike able to turn that into a back row attack on McKenna Asher. Point defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Defenders lead 7-3. They've scored 6 points in a row. Hastings calls the timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. Karina Timmermans with service. Controlled by the Broncos. Set goes outside. Skoke with a kill. Lucy Skoke with a kill. It's 7-4. And serving for the Broncos will be Ireland Curry. Curry serves short. Conley gets to it. Rassler, back it goes. Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. Allie Timmermans with another kill. She's got 11. And the defenders send Conley to the service area. Hannah Conley with service. Conley serve, controlled by the Broncos. Back set. And Skok misses wide as she tries to go down the line. And misses, sends it about a foot outside the line. Point defenders after the attack. Dort leads 9-4. Conley's short serve taken by the Broncos. Broncos with a kill is Imani Monroe. Monroe with the kill out of the middle. It's 9-5. Monroe with her third kill. Clara Titi with service. Titi's serve, controlled by Winterfeld, gets it to Rassler, comes back to Bronner. Bronner with a kill. Bronner with the kill, and for Jory, sophomore from Sioux Center, that's her third kill. And the defenders with serve. Karina Beamers with service. And Beamers, short serve, controlled by the Broncos. They send it to the outside, and a kill for the Broncos and Krolikowski. Krolikowski with her fifth kill. 10-6, defenders by four. Serving for the Broncos is Larson. So Larson lines it up, sends it over, taken by Alley to Beamers, and Beamers is going to be called for the double contact. Point Hastings. So ball handling error by the defenders. Claire Larson with service. Larson, short serve, taken by Joe. Karina Beamers, back outside it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. And Carson with her 10th. Defenders lead 11-7. 11-7, defenders by four. And the jump serve taken by Curry. Cross court, dug by Beamers, kept it alive. Right side it goes, Dieger. Dieger, 1 foot takeoff, unable to put it away. Broncos, Bruja. Dieger saves it on the cover. Beamers comes back over to Timmermans, and Beamers is going to be called for a ball handling error. Beamers just couldn't quite get squared up under it. It's 11 away, defenders up by three. Set number four, defenders leading 2-1. Winterfeld with a bump set outside to Timmermans. Timmermans around the block, saved by the Broncos. Comes back to the right side, unable to put it away. Taylor as Winterfeld digs it. Comes back to Timmermans. Timmermans, her attack dug back over. Dort reloads, comes back to Dieger. Dieger with a kill. Dieger with the kill. She's got 11. Dort leads 12-8. Set number four. Emma Bausma with service. And Bausma serve, controlled by the Broncos. Dumped over. Broncos pass it back over. Dort attacking. Kromendike back over to Timmermans. She sends it over. Now an overpass, and Kromendike puts it down. Kromendike on the overpass, and the defenders, a busted play. They were out of system. But Brenna Kromendike able to finish it. Dort leads 13-8. 13-8. Broncos attacking. Cross court and a kill for Taylor. Taylor with six. Up four. Broncos serving. This is McKenna Asher. Asher's serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Well, the defenders creeping that much closer to the needed 25 to finish this set and the match for that matter. And the defenders leading 14-9. Rassler, low hard serve taken by Curry. And it's dug up into the rafters, if you will, that support structure of the side basketball hoop. Defenders lead 14-10 as Dort's unable to get to it. 14-10 defenders. Taken by Winterfeld. Passes to Rassler. Comes back to Kromendike. Kromendike unable to get it over. An attack error by Kromendike. So the Broncos back over them three at 14-11. Rassler comes back right side. Timmermans. Timmermans, that was Karina. Broncos cross court and missing it wide. Not a bounds. Point defenders. So the defenders get a point off the attack error. It's 15-11. Jump serve controlled. Here come the Broncos, and the Broncos banging off the block is Sydney Mullen. Mullen with 10. Dort leads 15-12, but the Broncos refusing to fade away completely. Ireland Curry with service, and she serves it into the net. Point defenders. So a rare service error against the Broncos. It's 16-12, defenders. Connolly serving. Broncos. Cross court, dug by Connolly, gets it to Rassler. Back it goes, Timmermans. Timmermans with a kill. Allie Timmermans with another kill. She's got 12. So the defenders back up by 5. And Connolly with serve. Sideline. That time the Broncos go for it. Comes back to Monroe. Monroe, quick attack into the net. Point defenders. It's 18-12. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Morningside Dispatch to Mount Marty this evening, 3-0 as well. No report on College of St. Mary and Briar Cliff. Connolly, short serve taken by the Broncos. Broncos attacking. Skoke up high hands. Defenders, they get to it. Allie Timmermans, and Timmermans is blocked at the net. A rare block put up on Allie Timmermans. Timmermans had been doing basically what she wanted over there on the right side with 12 kills. But that time got blocked. She was hitting for a 478 kill efficiency. Rassler comes back to Bronner. Bronner over the kill. 19-13, defenders leading. Jory Bronner, her fourth kill. And Karina Beamers with service. Dort leading 2-1. Dort looking to close things out here in set number 4. 6 points away from doing so. Broncos, something to say about that, though. And Emily Krolikowski with her sixth kill. Beamer's got a hand on it, and that was it. Krolikowski makes it 19-14. Serve controlled by Winterfeld. Gets it back over to Beamer. Slide to the right, Dieger. Dieger over the kill. It's 20-14. Jesse Dieger with the kill. She's got 12. Feels like the defenders have this one under control. Over in Orange City tonight, Unity a 34-16 winner over Sheldon, so they advance on in playoff action. They now get district champion Central Lyon Georgia Little Rock next Friday. Hastings on the attack off high hands. Saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Beamers. Beamers tapped over by Timmermans. Here come the Broncos. And Bruja hits it wide, not a bounce. Point defenders as she went cross court. And the defenders with a 21-14 advantage. 21-14. And serving is Winterfeld. Winterfeld down the line. That'll go as an ace. Winterfeld's serve was passed up and over, but out of bounds. And for the defenders, that is, I believe, their eighth ace serve of the night, the first for Winterfeld. Winterfeld catches the tape, rolls over. Curry able to get to it. Saved by Monroe. Dort now on the attack. Karina Timmermans unable to put it down. Pushed into the net. Saved by DeAger. Dort attacking. Comes back over to Joe Timmermans, and Karina puts it away. She's got eight. Dort leading 23-14. The Broncos are out of timeouts. Serving is Winterfeld. And Winterfeld serve catches the tape, rolls over. Broncos attacking. And that cross-court shot by Taylor is in. She's got seven. 23-15, defenders with an eight-point cushion, 2 points to go. Short serve, Connolly gets it to Beamers. Beamers to Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. Karina Timmermans with her ninth kill. It's 24-15, defenders by nine. And Emma Bausma with serve. Bausma serve, controlled by the Broncos. Set goes outside, cross court, and that's a kill for the Broncos. And Taylor. Taylor with eight kills. Defenders with this one in hand, though. A lot of things would have to go wrong for the defenders right now. Leading 24-16. Broncos serve, taken by Winterfeld, gets it to Beamers, slide to the right, DeAger. DeAger banks it off the block, and it's on the sideline for the kill, for the block. It's 24-17. Still feel pretty good about Dort's chances. McKenna Asher serving, down the line, taken by Joe, gets it over to Beamers, back over to Timmermans, blocked again. Point Broncos, back-to-back points off of blocks for the Broncos. It's 24-18. Still a six-point cushion for the defenders with 1 point to go. McKenna Asher, serve, taken by Connolly. Beamers sets back over to DeAger. DeAger with a kill, and that's the game. The defenders with a 3-1 win over the Broncos, 23-25, 25-20, 25-17, 25-18. The defenders back above 500 in the conference at 6-5, 7-5 overall. Hastings slips to 3-2 and 4-3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. Wireless World post-game wrap comes your way right after this. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. After a disappointing finish to last week, the defenders bounce back with a much-needed win over the Hastings Broncos, 23-25, 25-20, 25-17, and 25-18. Defenders kill efficiency, 282, 57 kills to Hastings, 48. 51 assists for the defenders to Hastings, 43. Hastings 60 digs, Dort 55, points off of blocks, Hastings 9, Dort 5. The defenders were led by Jesse DeAger with 15 kills, 12 for Allie Timmermans, 10 for Carson Winterfeld, 8 each for Brenna Kromendike and Karina Timmermans, and 4 for Jory Brauner. Karina Beamers with 25 assists for the defenders, Megan Rassler with 22. Carson Winterfeld with 16 digs, 15 for Hannah Connolly. Two block assists for Brenna Kromendike and Allie Timmermans. A solo and two block assists for Jory Brauner. Hastings was led tonight by Lucy Skoke with 11. Marley Taylor and Sydney Mullen with 10 each. 19 for Clara Teedy. 17 for McKenna Asher. 14 for Ireland Curry. And 11 for Clara Teedy. 9 for Claire Larson. 9 as well for McKenna Asher, 6 for Camry Adler, 5 for Taylor Harrington. The defenders improve to 6-5 of the conference, 7-5 overall, while the Broncos slip to 3-2 and 4-2. The Defenders' other scores tonight, no real surprises. Morningside over Mount Marty 3-0, Northwestern over Doan 3-0. Not surprised by the outcome, but I was surprised this was a sweep. Northwestern sweeps Doan, I beg your pardon, Jamestown sweeps Concordia 3-0. That was a match played up in Jamestown. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Megan Rassler has made her way out of the locker room. And Megan, congratulations, a much-needed win. Was it a long time from Saturday last week until Friday this week to get another match in? Did it feel like it took a while?
Yeah, it seemed like it's been a while since we've been playing out there, but it was really good to be back. We went really hard this week at practice, and we're super sore, and I think it really paid off.
I thought your team started well, and then Hastings put you on your heels. Had that little run in set number one, and you were playing from behind in set number one, but it seemed like you were able to neutralize some momentum in set one and then really started to click in set number two. Did it feel similar to you, or was it a little different? Were you able to get into a rhythm in set number two? That's the way it looked.
Yeah.
Did it feel that way?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Coming out of set one, we really changed our mindset that we need to make it happen for ourselves. So we went out there and tried to do better with that mentality.
You have the 6-2 offense, which means you've got three attackers all the time in the front row. As a setter, is it easier having that many options, or do you have that many more things you've got to read when you've always got three options for attacking?
I think it's easier probably because then you always know that you at least have one hot hitter like going for you. And then if one's not there, you always have two more options. So I like it personally.
Okay. Are you still, let's see if I remember right, biomedical engineering? Are you still on track with that?
Yes, I am.
And still liking that choice?
Yep.
What does that mean for the summer? Are you looking for internships for this summer, or is that another year away? What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm hoping to find an internship somewhere doing research on some sort of thing. So we'll see how that pans out. But
okay, I'll let you go. Megan Rassler, thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much.
That's Megan Rassler, sophomore setter from Elkhorn, Nebraska. And Coach Chad Hansen will take her spot. Defenders with a 3-1 win tonight. Still waiting on that College of St. Mary Briarcliff score. And if we get that, we'll pass it along to you. Coach Chad Hansen, I'll ask you the same thing I asked Megan to start things off. Feel like it's been a while since last Saturday? I mean, was it a long time from last Saturday when you didn't play well at Fremont until tonight? I mean, did it feel long?
What did Megan say, Mike?
She said it was a long, hard week of practice.
Yeah, it was. I was going to echo that, too. Yeah, these 4 days that we had, Monday through Thursday, to prep for this weekend, for sure was long, only in the sense of feeling like we had plenty of days to really build and create some better awareness of our strengths and minimize, or I should say grow better in the weakness categories. And really, really so pleased with the work that these athletes put in and the work that this team put in. And I think that's what grew stronger for us this week, was seeing that team commit and execute at a higher level and to fight for points in a unified way. It was really, really exciting.
You gave up a little run in set number one and then seemed to neutralize some momentum. Set number two, felt like you found a rhythm. And it seemed like there weren't many stretches where it felt like you were scrambling and out of rhythm. At least watching it felt that way.
Right.
On the bench coaching, did you feel like you were in a pretty good spot most of the way in those last three sets?
I did. If I remember right, the third set, I remember thinking, you know, how's this one going to go? Because I felt like in that third set there was just a little bit of you know, closer points maybe. I don't remember what the final score
was. They got it to 14-13, and you had back-to-back points.
Yeah.
And then you stretched it out and ended up winning 25-17. But in the middle, they did make a run back at you.
Yep. And I called a timeout at 12-8, as I think we gave up several points. We were up 9-4 as I look at my notes here. And, you know, up by five, and then there was just a couple of points there in the middle part of that where it felt like we were maybe more comfortable than we should have been, or just a little bit more lighthearted on the court, you know, kind of a swagger, and not a cocky swagger, but just a little bit of a relax. And, you know, at that 12-8 timeout, just asked us to keep committing to the process and really attacking, going after them. And I was really encouraged by the overall result and finish, a 21-15 timeout by them, I see, in that third set. And then, you know, to think about it, we scored four more points to their two to finish out the final bit there on that third set. So I think that was the one set out of the several of them that I thought, how's this going to go? I hope we stay, and I believe we will stay focused. But the emotional, mental toughness that I think we demonstrated and, in a sense, learned through this match against a powerful Hastings team, they're gonna have a great season ahead. You know, playing some tough ball within our conference. They're not a team to be taken lightly or casually, because they've got some power and a very smooth system. So I feel good about this win, especially because we only see them once in the course of this regular season conference schedule.
282 kill efficiency. Is this team capable of doing that regularly?
In our side, I'll say absolutely. We've got the attackers that I believe can put points on the scoreboard efficiently, and that would lead to that 282 attack percentage. The layers that go into that are our passing. The layers that go into that are real precision setting and everybody being healthy in this COVID year. So, honestly, Mike, this is the first match that we've ever had this season where we played the lineup that we initially drafted on paper to start our season. And it's fun to see that materialize again into some really high numbers and good success. And fun. It looked like we were having fun out there while we were competing hard, and I think that's a real blessing, that's a good takeaway through this.
One final note, a little bit of a role reversal. Hastings came in. Serve efficiency was in the 90s. You guys were at about 87-88%, I believe. Tonight, you go 1-1 in service aces, service errors. Mm. Hastings, a few more problems in terms of service errors. When your team is able to serve aggressively and keep it in play, that makes a huge difference.
That is the formula.
It's
a numbers game. It's funny we're talking statistics in some of these, you know, some of our dialogue, because in the locker room here after the match, I told the team, guess what? In the first set, for example, team, in the first set, we had 42 attack swing attempts. They had a 33. We had 9 more attack swing attempts. And the other two columns for attacking, kill and error, were one off. But yet we lost that first set 25-23. In different sets, our passing was lower than the benchmark that we put out there for passing. Our serving in one of the sets was lower than the benchmark. But we won set two. We won set three. And so my message to him was, as much as we might talk statistics and as much as we might talk the schemes and strategies, there's an equal component that comes into the court that is about an effort, a heart, a drive, a desire. And I said, that's what really was so joyful to see tonight, was our heart's desire to compete together, regardless of, oh, good pass, bad pass by us, or service error by us, or service ace by us. Let's just get the next point. And I think and hope that is a strong, strong takeaway for us as we navigate these remaining 5 conference matches on our schedule ahead, because we're going to need that kind of purposeful finish with each point and with each game and with each match and with each opponent.
Done tomorrow. I'll let you go and back to work and go get another one tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast. The Defenders win in 4. Once again, your final scores. Hastings wins sets 1, 25-23. Dort wins sets 2, 3, and 4, 25-20, 25-17, and 25-18. We'll be back on the air tomorrow with football tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The Defenders taking on Doan University, and then it'll be a quick shift from Open Space Park to the DeWitt Gym for a 4 o'clock start between Dort and Doan in GPAC volleyball play. It'll also be the day when we recognize the seniors in the Dort program. That'll come at the conclusion of the match tomorrow afternoon. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.